Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar every day. Welcome also to Saturday, day 11 in July, day 11. As I told us before, days, numbers, times and seasons are not ordinary. They carry enormous spiritual power. For those who know it, please open your hand and heart to receive today's prayers and prophetic impartation of blessings. Be responding with Amen. I receive it. The 11th day marked the beginning of a new phase. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 2 to 3. 11 represents transition. After the death of Judas, the disciples numbered 11 before Matthias was eventually chosen. Acts chapter 1, verses 15 to 26, the 11th hour speaks of God's grace in the parable of the laborers. Matthew 20, verses 6 to 9. Now, let's connect to this understanding in the prayers of today. I prophesy that every unnecessary delay in your life comes to an end this day. God shall move you from wandering to your promised land. What you couldn't achieve in many years, God's grace will accelerate you for it. Every missing blessing and opportunity shall be speedily restored. Before this week is over, God shall surprise you with good news. Let's do this. Pull your right ear a bit, gently, as I pray. You will hear good news this day. Get set for a miracle phone call. Good news from far and near. We reach you soon. Someone is listening to me. You have traveled or you are about to travel for the weekend. It is well with your journey. Go in peace and return in joy. Some of you will see accident on the way, but it shall not get near you. Now get your anointed mantle with you. Anoint yourself as you go. Add the blessed water to your bath water. Taking your bath, this is not a ritual. It's not magical, but faith activation. Faith is not passive. Faith is action. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Remember, this is the third day of intentionally putting on an oversized material, prophetic action for oversized blessings. On this 11th day, Saturday, send a goodwill SMS or chat to 11 people, important people to you, on your contact. Greet them nicely and say, you came across in my mind. I pray for you, sir or ma'am. Be blessed. That is all. A good number of them will reach back to you, blessing you or appreciating you. Please do whatever God is leading me in asking you to do on this platform. They come by inspiration. Do them. 11 people. Send that good word message to them. 11 important people in your life, and then you see the power of God, whether they are abroad or locally, do it. July 11th celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed, be lifted. God will keep you safe, holy, pure, and prosperous, and be fulfilled all the days of your life. Happy birthday. Right? Let's go to question and answers, teaching and counseling. First one today. It is urgent, sir. I have a plot of land bought by me and my wife. I intended to sell it, to settle our debt and the remaining balance channel into my wife's business. But my wife and the kids said no way. Presently, we live in our own house. Your advice, sir. Wow. Let your wife and your kid listen to me on this counsel today. The decision to sell the plot of land, pay your debt, and channel the rest to build your wife's business, which I think should be family business, is a good decision. It's the right one. Buying landed properties to sell later for further investment is the quickest way to wealth. Buying landed properties and selling it for profit is a good business. Landed properties appreciate everywhere in the world. When the business grows, you will buy new properties in better locations over and over again. Madam and kids are still operating in the old traditional mindset of not selling the land which you bought to build on. Oftentimes, those who bought such landed properties are not able to build on them. The money will not be there. This traditional mindset is partly responsible why most people are poor, crawling financially. Buying and selling and buying properties is a very good and lucrative business that can bring wealth. You are not selling to spend it on inanities. You are selling for further investment. That's a good decision. So, mommy or madam and kids, support this decision. Next, good day, Pastor. The person whose ATM card got stuck in the machine and who later found out that the money in his or her business was cleared off should first approach the bank manager, as rightly advised. If that does not work, he should file a complaint with CBN, Central Bank of Nigeria, and the Federal Complaint and Consumer Protection Commission, FCCPC. Thank you, Pastor. Wow. Thank you for sending this advice. It is like these complaints of ATM machine mishandling people's money and clearing the money in people's account is so rampant. Listen to some more painful experiences here. This is the response to the person whose fund was withdrawn. The story seems incomplete. It doesn't say whether someone assisted the customer at the ATM. Normally, you can't use your card at an ATM and then have your fund withdrawn via a POS. A more likely scenario is that the card was swapped without the customer's knowledge. A common scam: take your card, call the ATM to hang, and leave you confused looking for your card. The lesson is simple. Never accept help from a stranger at an ATM point. If you have any issue, seek assistance only from the bank security personnel or staff. As for recovery, the chances are usually slim if the card and PIN were compromised. However, they should still report the incident to the bank without delay so that appropriate investigation can be made. Wow. Let's hear one more. And please, bankers in the house, those who understand this thing, please speak out to us so that we can curb this scam. Good morning, Daddy. And Turning Point Global Family. Daddy, ATM scam is now the new trend. Same thing happened to me on the 26th of May. I wanted to withdraw cash at an ATM. The bank security man directed me to an ATM point. I inserted my card, but it kept failing. I kept telling me, try again. After 3 attempts, I stopped because I didn't want the machine to swallow my card. To my greatest surprise, I got to the market to pay the foodstuff vendor and saw POS debit alert, 218,000 naira. They wiped it off my account, everything in the account, and left a balance of 18,000 naira. I shouted, and the market people started blaming me that why did I use that bank ATM machine. We rushed back to the bank and reported to the security unit. To my greatest surprise, the bank security officers and some bank staff started fighting us seriously, preventing us to take a picture of the ATM machine. The most painful part of it is that I even dared the security man 1,500 while I was leaving the bank, and he now did as if he didn't recognize us just under 30 minutes. I was told that they normally put a small device like camera on the machine that will clone the card and capture the PIN, the PIN number, then wipe off all the money in the account. I was destabilized for days. I reported the fraud, but was told It is only the CBN that can compel the bank to refund the money if they receive similar complaints from some other customers. Wow! Nigeria and scammers. I read this out so that we can be more careful, and those who know what's going on can help us unravel this. How can people be scammed of their hard-earned money? May God help. Nigeria needs prayer on many fronts: insecurity, scammers, and fraud. So many things to pray about. Listeners, please respond to this. Let's have knowledge. Please get your communal element ready. I will pray over them. Saturday is a good day to transmit your tithe, personal and corporate tithe, then the battle, thanksgiving, and partnership commitment seed. Then the seed of 7777 we are sowing for the month. I am still receiving and praying for those sowing C71, connection to grace and anointing. No time limit. It is when you are able. But please don't put yourself under stress or pressure. It is for those whose faith connect to it and who have the capacity to do so without complaint. Take the communion element and let me pray. I pray over the communion, the blood and the flesh. As you eat and drink, receive power for dominion. Be totally healed from your head to your toe. Be healed. Pray some more on this element, and when you are true, please eat and drink. Your dominion starts now. Your healing starts now. Your miracle starts now. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.